Live Escalate Book 3, Summit. Unit 1, Electronic Devices. Warm up. Gear up. A. Listen to the conversations and choose the correct pictures. Question 1.
Hey, I think my mouse is broken. See? The mouse pointer isn't moving properly.
It does look a bit funny, doesn't it? The pointer keeps jumping around the screen instead of moving smoothly.
I don't know what's wrong. I just got this new mouse last week.
Oh, here's the problem. The bottom of your mouse is all dirty. The sensor is blocked, so it's not able to function properly.
Thank you so much. I'll clean it off immediately.
You should also get a mouse pad to put under your mouse. That will prevent this from happening again. Question 2.
So, I'm thinking about buying a new computer, but I can't decide if I want a desktop or a laptop.
Well, what do you plan on using your computer for?
Mainly for my job. I do all my graphic design work from home.
You might want to consider a desktop. They're generally faster than laptops, and considering you do graphic design, you'll want a fairly powerful machine.
That's a good point. Aren't desktops more expensive, though?
Yes, for the most part, but you can find some decent deals online.
Question 3.
Excuse me, I need to copy this paper and save it to a flash drive. How do I do that?
Here, let's use this printer. It's also a scanner. First, put your paper onto this screen. Then close the lid. Next, press this green button. That will scan your paper into that computer over there.
Okay, great. But how do I access the file?
Well, the file is already saved onto the computer. All you need to do now is insert your flash drive, then drag and drop the file into your flash drive.
Excellent! I owe you one.
No problem. I'm happy to help. Conversation. Communication breakdown. B. Listen to the conversation and fill in the blanks.
Hi there. Welcome to Smartphone Authority. How can I help you?
Hi. I need you to take a look at my smartphone.
Okay. What's wrong with it?
The battery is broken. It doesn't charge properly.
Have you tried buying a new charger cord?
Yes, I did, but it didn't help anything.
Maybe there's a problem with your electrical outlet.
There's not. I've tried plenty of electrical outlets, trust me.
I see. Well, how long has it been like this?
For about a week now. This is the earliest I had time to bring it in.
I think we'll need to send it away to replace the battery.
How long will it take? I don't have another smartphone to use. I need this back ASAP.
It's probably going to take at least a week. Sorry.
Oh, no. I can't call or text anyone until I get it back. Uh-oh. I just realized that I can't use Google Maps either. I'm going to get lost every day.
Well, I'll ask them to get it fixed as quickly as they can. I'll let you know as soon as it's ready. We don't want to leave you without a phone for too long.
Thanks. So how will I know when it's ready?
We'll give you a call, ma'am.
Call? And how will I be able to answer your call?
Oops. Oh, yeah. I guess we can send you an email then.
I'm thinking my smartphone isn't the only thing around here that needs to be fixed. Reading.
Put yourself in the frame. Hold your smartphone in front of you and look into the display. Adjust your hair, smile, and press the button on the phone. Voila! You've just taken a selfie, and now you can post it online. Selfies, or self-portrait photos, have become extremely popular these days, with more than 90% of U.S. teens uploading them to social media sites. People take selfies for several reasons. Today's smartphones have front-facing cameras, which makes taking selfies easy. You don't have to guess how the photo will look, and if you don't like the results, you can simply retake it. Photo filter apps let you add color and lighting effects to improve your photos. But these selfies wouldn't mean much without the existence of social media sites. Sharing pictures on Facebook, Twitter, and other sites is what appeals to people most. Some see selfies as a way to record life events. When you have a good time with friends, taking a photo helps you remember the experience, and uploading it lets you share the happy moments. Selfies are also great confidence boosters. The more likes a person's selfie gets, the better that person feels about himself or herself. However, the effects that selfies have on self-confidence has also led to criticism. Some experts say that selfies make people dependent on others' online comments for their own sense of self-worth, and this can lead to feelings of insecurity. Ultimately, it's important not to define yourselves or others based on selfies.
Challenge yourself. Part 1. Question and response. Listen to the statement or question and choose the best response.
1. Does your phone have enough battery?
A. No, I don't need to charge it. B. Sure, there are lots of games on it. C. Yes, it still has some power left.
Two. Carrie's newspaper article received lots of criticism.
A. True, it won best article of the year. B. I know, everyone had something bad to say about it. C. I disagree, it isn't easy to read at all.
Three. Every person has his or her own insecurities to deal with.
A. But making money isn't everything. B. Well, some cities are safer than others. C. For me, it's a fear of public speaking.
4. What percent of the project is done?
A. About 2/3. B. The subject is history. C. 3 people are in a group.
5. Sarah just bought a top-of-the-line laptop.
A. She should have spent more for a quality product. B. She always has to have the best products on the market. C. I'm surprised. Most people prefer big screens.
2. Conversations. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. 6.
How many people can win prizes?
25.
How much money can we win?
That depends on the number of people who play.
7. I need to ask you for a favor, David.
Let me guess. You need me to repair something?
Yeah, my laptop. It broke last night.
Okay. Leave it and I'll take a look at it later.
8.
Thanks for deleting the virus. Did it damage my computer?
I just scanned your hard drive. Everything looks okay.
How did I get a virus?
You probably got it when you were surfing the net.
9. These days, I rarely use my laptop. I use a tablet instead.
Do you like tablets because they're fashionable?
No, I like using a touch screen. Tablets are also easier to use.
In that case, I should definitely buy one too.
Ten.
Is it a problem with the webcam?
No, I set up the mouse, the keyboard, and the speakers. The printer is working and my webcam can record, but I think my computer has a virus.
Oh no! Why do you think that?